Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Jodocorum. We are in lockdown. Okay. Nobody can leave their house because the Pokemon are running wild. Pokemon Go's like, oh, stay inside for your safety. You think that's about the virus. It's because a Chimchar is gonna fucking kill you.
Wait, is that true? Stammer.
What is what part true?
Are Pokemon real and they're gonna kill me?
They're not real, but they will kill you.
Oh, that's already happening. You know, Six, hi, I'm Alan. I'm from the Jodocorum also. I saw a video today that was the current voice actress.
Wait. We said no porn, Alan.
Okay. So I saw a video today that was, it was the voice actress for Ash Ketchum showing people how you dub from Japanese to English. And it was really interesting because it was from the first episode of the Alola season. It's like where Ash is just the scene of him like running down the beach or something.
Mm-hmm.
But what's fun is that she plays him and Delia. So there's an extended conversation she has with herself, which is something I've always wanted to do as a voice actor. Mom, I saw this cool Sharpedo. Wow, Ash, that's really cool. I'm going to go now.
Wow, Mom, that's intense.
Anyways, we have a guest.
He said no porn.
I know, but...
Okay, you immediately broke the rules.
Yeah, I don't. I just can't stop. I have no filter. Hashtag no filter. You know?
Well, fortunately, I don't think any of the Pokemon we're going to talk about this week have feet. Magellan, welcome to the show.
Hey, I feel like I'm inside a trick room right now, right?
Yeah, all the speed has been reversed.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm stepping on toxic spikes over here. Youch.
Wow.
Yeah. The atmosphere up here is super effective.
Oh, boy. Let me just get my water gun.
Need a little more pee-pee for this one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, if I have too much water, I have too much pee-pee. All right.
You need a full restore.
Well, hey, thanks for having me back.
Lemonade.
Transform. Both of the ones I thought of off the top of my head were gross. A Harden and String Shot. Sorry.
Okay. Yes. I'm here. Hey, thanks for letting me back into this marvelous place that we call the Quorum. I guess we're the Quorum, aren't we?
Yes. We are as ever the minimum number of people required to make a decision about Pokemon.
I like to think that means there are only three total people in the world who are invested in making a decision about Pokemon.
Oh no, there are lots of people, but we require so legally speaking, the quorum is like it doesn't have to be the full group. The quorum is, as I say, the minimum number of people that you are legally allowed to have for decisions to occur.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, it depends episode to episode, but like if you weren't here, we wouldn't be able to record. It'd be illegal.
Right, because of the current laws.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's under martial law too, so that's part of it.
Yeah, he hits back in circle and he does that flip kick and it's like shit.
I feel like I just went into a fever dream for the last minute. Where are we?
We're in the Alola region.
Drinking boat drinks with my mom, doing the island challenge with my friend Grubbin. He's a larva boy. Agojimushi.
Grubbin,
this is 7:36.
Am I right?
What's that? Hmm?
I said Grubbin is racing.
Grubbin's.
It's Rubbin is racing.
Never mind. Okay. He looks like a pencil eraser. Why he look like that? Why he got feet like that? He got little toesies. Six
said none
of these Pokemon have feet. Immediately feet.
Nope.
Just because they don't have them five fingers doesn't mean they ain't toes.
Yeah.
Put that on a shirt right away.
Yeah, once you can decipher the audio track, get that over to Custom Ink. They're really gonna set you up right. Here's a question. Do you need more bugs? Don't you have enough bugs?
What? Wait, I don't understand. What do you mean enough bugs?
Animal Crossing taught me that I can never have enough bugs.
What's the quorum stance on the bug type?
I think bug type is a cool type because it's more Like, it's more imaginative than, like, fire or water. It suggests that there is something about bugs, right? Because, like, you know, you're playing off, like, your Final Fantasies, and it's like, oh, sure, there's bolts, there's fire, there's no fucking bug. So yeah. What does that mean? That's interesting to me.
For me, it's like the concept of Pokemon came from one of the creators, like, catching bugs as a kid. So, like, examining and thinking about bug types really feels like, oh, man, bugs, in like you said, Six, in real life are just really fascinating. Like, all of the bug types are in some way based on a real insect. Grubbin itself is based on a larval beetle or a grub.
It's also nice because Pokemon bugs can be kind of cool, whereas in real life there is no such thing as a bug that isn't a nightmare. Well, all bugs should be killed.
Except for the ladybug.
That's true. Actually, you're right. Ladybugs are cool. But the ladybug Pokemon, Ladian, much cooler.
That's true. Yeah. It's got sort the big of punching. Like a space cadet. I'm looking at this Grubbin and I'm like, I don't need it. Here's what I'll say though. Grubbin is perhaps one of my favorite names of a Pokemon, right?
I'm Grubbin.
Yeah, it's useful. Grubbin. That's what I'm doing. I'm grubbing down.
Grubbin is really well augmented by its Pokédex entry. Like its favor in my head is improved by that because they often gather near places frequented by electric Pokémon in order to avoid being attacked by birds, which you're like, and also like don't stick your head inside of a Grubbin nest because you'll get your fucking head bitten off. And you're like, this thing's kind of tough and it likes electricity. Like, what's it gonna grow into? It can't just be another bug. Because it's the Caterpie of this generation. I don't think this gen has as many like direct parallels as a lot of other ones do, but this is definitely a Caterpie to Metapod to Butterfree sort of thing. But I think it's cooler.
But then it turns into Charjabug, which looks like a train.
Come on, the magic school bug.
That's a little boxcar fella right there. One of the boxcar
kids. Does anybody remember the boxcar kids?
No, but I know that's a thing.
Yes.
I used to read them a lot. It was like kids, orphans solving mysteries.
I remember those cards that were like the garbage kids or whatever. Garbage Pail Kids?
Garbage Pail Kids, yeah.
I remember those. Yeah.
I remember the Trash Boys. I see them every day on Twitter. Hey!
Whoa! Okay. There are some little design elements of Grubbin that I like the little circles on the side. The blue color is a nice shade.
If you want to cut Grubbin, Magellan.
I have a
condition.
No, I'm not asking to cut it. I'm just asking, do you want to keep it? You know?
I'm saying anyone who wants to cut Grubbin has to stare into Grubbin's eye, and if Grubbin blinks before you do, we'll cut Grubbin.
He can stay. He can stay.
But you got to think about it in terms of the evolutions, because Charjabug is a big bus. It's beep, beep. I love Charjabug. Its body is capable of storing electricity. People are grateful to have one around on camping trips. You can charge your phone on a Charjabug.
Also, look at Charjabug. It's like, wearing you're like, sunglasses. Oh, is that thing in...
Right.
It is. And then you're like, also, like, oh, is that its mouth in the middle? That'd be kind of weird. Scroll down on the Bulbapedia page and look at Charjabug and Pokemon Adventures. Definitely a mouth.
Oh, gosh. That thing opens up sideways. It's like a side chompy.
Like, from the front, it looks...
inside the train.
From the front, it looks even more like it's the MTA or something.
Yeah. That's funny. Beep, beep. With horns. I like its Japanese name Dendimushi because it makes me think of One Piece. And it's fun to say Dendimushi.
What does that mean?
Because also, Mushi means like grub or snail. And Dendi is Denshi, which is battery. So battery snail or battery grub.
Actually Dendi is a former player for Team Navi. He's a legendary mid player. Strong carry player. He's been known to do some offlane here and there. Characteristic heroes like
actually
Pudge.
Six. Yes, Dende is the third best character in Dragon Ball. Get it right.
That's with an E. This is Dende.
I know my joke's funnier though. So, anyways.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
I'm sorry, I didn't know I was wrong. Dendenmushi in One Piece. What I was saying is, They don't use phones in One Piece. They use like snails that can talk to each other and look like the person who's talking. So Magellan's like snail would be like, hey, it's me. And he would have like huge hair and like 50 arms like Magellan does in real life.
And like a handlebar mustache.
Exactly. He's constantly twirling. And so you talk into the Denmushi and it like works on like a network to other ones. So they all use snails to talk. It's cool. But it evolves into Charjabug via leveling. And then in Gen 7, you evolve by taking your Charjabug into a special magnetic field. It's a Thunderstone in Sword and Shield. But if you take it to a magnetic field, it becomes Vikavolt.
Now, this three-step journey is a strange one.
Very.
These are just three different bugs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's the progression here? I mean, it's electricity. It's electric bug.
Yeah, I mean, like Grubbin to Charjabug, I can see because of the Pokedex, where it's like, oh, it hangs out near all these fucking electric Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And, like, eventually it was like, you know, like the fucking, you know, Jungle Book song, I Want to Walk Like You, Talk Like You. Charjabug happens.
Charge like
but
you.
Then, can learn to be Cast Bolt 3 like you. That was nothing, I'm sorry.
It's okay. You know what isn't nothing is Vikavolt's shiny.
You're selling me a bill of goods here. Let's take a look.
Let's unwrap it.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. I'm here for it.
Looks like a Sentai villain.
Okay. It's a sort of a white.
So hey Pokédex, what the f- is this thing?
Yeah, what's that going on, Pokédex?
First off, it appears to be basically an evolution that is like an incarnation of its hate of bird Pokemon.
Ooh.
So first it was like, oh, I'm a bug, but I hide near electric types to fend off birds. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, okay, now I'm Charjabug, and now I can defend myself. And it was like, okay, now I'm Vikavolt, now I hunt them.
Now I am the bird.
It overwhelmed bird Pokemon with shocking beams of electrical energy. Shield says, if it carries a Charjabug to use as a spare battery, a flying Vikavolt can rapidly fire high-powered beams of electricity.
I do like all the lore with Pokemon where it's like, yeah, the evolved form use the pre-evolved forms as like tools or like as servants. That's just the hierarchy.
A dead Marowak becomes a Cubone skull.
Right, yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I guess we can keep all these bugs, right?
I like the narrative arc. I feel like there is a problem of like they're visually not that connected, it seems like.
Yeah, Vikavolt is like the most boring to me also of the three.
Really?
Well, the thing I think it's one of those things where just the drawing doesn't do it justice, but I imagine if you saw it in the anime, between those two mandibles would be electricity coursing, like a railgun.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
That is pretty cool.
I forget what the game was, but I was at PAX and PAX East this year with Magellan, actually, and I was demoing stuff, and there was like this indie game that was supposed to be like a Quake 1 with like a bunch of custom maps and stuff. And I was playing it, and I was using the melee weapon because I couldn't find weapon pickups. And I'm like, this is kind of boring. Like, where are the guns? And the developer, like, tapped me on the shoulder, and he's like, hey, so you're missing all the guns. Do you want all of the guns in the game? And I was like, sure. And he put a cheat code in, and I just had a railgun that looked like Vikavolt's. He's like, you just one-shot everything. Go have fun. I'm like, wow. I wish I could remember the name of your game, indie developer, but it's like a one word, and it looks like Quake, and it's on Steam. I don't know. But that's what Vikavolt makes me think of, is that, like, you set a railgun.
One more detail I found. So it does do the thing where it holds a Charjabug with its legs for extra power, extra firepower. But if it gets itself in a really fierce air-to-air combat, it just drops the Charjabug to be more mobile from the sky.
I like to think it drops it as, like, a electric, an EMP or something.
Oh, shoot.
that's pretty fun.
Where does it say that?
That's in the biology section.
Oh, very cool.
I enjoy this line if just for the thing I'm imagining that you like have an island full of the different bug Pokemon and they have to go to war for bug supremacy or something. Mm-hmm. Feels like this line would emerge victorious from that.
Oh, so you're looking for, like, Pokemon : A Bug's Life.
Yeah. These
ants.
Or ants, yeah. The superior.
Thank you for making it.
The superior film. Specific.
Superior.
Ants?
A Bug's Life is like a samurai movie that they made into a boring Western film. Ants is a communist man. No, you're right. Ants is better.
Yeah, come on. Come on. You're on my side here.
Yeah, you're right. I love Ants.
Ants is a better film. Ants is the film that we need in this day and age.
It's got some kind of force field.
Yeah.
God, Ants is a good one. But yeah.
Ants is the one where they keep saying for the good of the colony, right?
I think so.
Okay, then that one's all right then.
Six, when was the last time you seen it? Because it is like a deeply socialist work.
It's been a long time.
It is a Marxist film. You simply must partake.
The okay. Final shot of all the ants saving each other by working together. Ah! I want to cry.
I think it's a greater critique of capitalism than Parasite.
But Magellan, stop! You've sold to me.
I'm just kidding.
I have several bills of goods I'm here to sell.
I want people to come after me. I'm just joking.
So I think one of the things with Alola is they kind of do this like wackier. It's a regular animal, but it's got an extra thing.
It's got a surfboard.
It's got a surfboard. Yeah. And that's what the whole Vikavolt vibe is. It's like it's an electric bug, but it's also literally electric and it'll zap ya. So I kind of want to keep Vikavolt. I mixed on both of its pre evolutions. So y'all,
we got to keep the whole line. I think the narrative is so strong.
Yeah. It's one of the better Gundam also. No, I'm fine with it. I think because you obviously can't have just Vikavolt by itself. That's just weird. Mm-hmm. That ain't Christian. But a Pokemon that is deeply Christian and goes to church every single week is number 739. Crab Brawler.
No, thanks.
It's got a black eye. Look, the swollen eyelid.
No, this looks like
what if a crab with punchy?
This design looks like a character from that Kirby animated show that they had on 4Kids, you know?
Kirby right back at you.
Yeah, which was a great show, but like this, yeah. I'm not about this little boxer crab. Is that a type of crab? Hold on. Boxer crab.
Now hold on.
Oh, shit. We're not on Discord.
Why?
I was going to play the Digimon theme again.
Is it? It's a little Digimon.
It's a little Digimon.
Boxer crab is a type of crab. It's called a Libia.
But
they're Libias. That's the genus of small crabs.
The wiki says it's based on the coconut crab, which has big heckin' claws.
Hands, I know you're the one. Yeah.
Yes, it does have those. It's big. Think about.
I'm looking at the coconut crab. Oh God, that's creepy. Wow, it's as big as a trash can.
It's so much bigger than it needs to be.
Wow, that's a huge crab. Mamma mia.
Truthfully, the best piece of trivia about Crabrawler is the first one on Bulbapedia, which is Crabrawler was known by the code name Crab1 during development.
Which is ironic because they've had many more than one crab. I think there are better crabs, you know?
For example, Krabby. No, we did not keep Krabby.
You didn't keep Krabby? Did you keep Kingler?
Oh, no, we did. We kept Krabby. We kept Kingler.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, no, Krabby's good.
What about Corphish? Corphish is good, too.
What's Corphish?
Corphish being good? I don't know. Corphish is more Corphish.
Corphish might be more of like a crawdad than a crab.
Yes.
Corphish is more of a corpse. Like, that's literally, it's corpse.
No, we didn't like Corphish.
Well, this is worse than Corphish. I mean, let's be honest.
I think I agree. Like, the eye is, like, a little bit cute, I guess. But the fact that they all have that is goofy. And the hair thing is so weird and unrealistic and doesn't look like anything. Like, this is just... It honestly, the thing I think of when I look at this design is that it looks inflatable.
Yeah.
Especially because those gloves don't... That's not how gloves. Like, the thumb is just part of the balloon.
Somebody bought a family friend's kid for Christmas, this past Christmas.
Oh, how did they sell their kid? So good.
They bought a child. No, they bought the child a, like, inflatable Captain America punching bag. It's just like, yeah, punch Captain America in the face and knock him over. But, like, those inflatables never stay up. They just instantly are, like, and now it just stays down forever. Like, the mechanism that keeps them bouncing upwards is really sensitive and breaks super easily. So, it's a crappy toy to give to your child. No offense to whoever got that present. I'm sure they didn't mean to make a bad choice. But Crab Brawler is definitely a bad choice.
But not as bad as...
Oh, God.
Crabominable.
Oh, that name is a disaster.
Way too many letters. That's way.
Don't worry. Don't worry. The visual design is definitely not a disaster. Look at that beauty.
Look at that big handsome boy.
This is the wow, God. Okay, a couple things. First of all, this is the worst name since Cofadrigus or whatever.
Cofagrigus.
Yeah, and then this is just an ugly monster.
I like the hair. He's got little fuzzy hair tufts.
No. Oh, the face, the like, it's got boobies, it's got like big teddy bear hands. It's so. This was a joke that they put out by accident.
They did an oopsie.
Somebody tried to make the ugliest Pokemon internally. And then.
Dex entry's so good. I'm sorry.
And then someone was like, hey, wait a minute. Who put my fake Pokemon in the game?
Yeah, this is a fake mon, absolutely.
That wasn't
the
real
sun-
one.
The sun entry, and y'all will like this. It aimed for the top, but it got lost and ended up on a snowy mountain. Being forced to endure the cold, this Pokemon evolved and grew fur. So basically, this is like the crab brawler that doesn't make it.
This is a crab with fur.
Yeah, so I sent y'all a picture in the Skype chat of what it's based on. It's a furry crab, if you want to just have nightmares. It's also possibly based on a horsehair crab. There's a lot of interesting crabs. Like, this is another cool one where I'm like, I want to learn.
God,
about...
this crab's creepy. The one you sent, it looks like it's got one of those big coats that Ariana Grande wears or something.
It's the Ariana Grande crab. I looked up woolly crab for people who are googling at home.
Golly.
Hey, don't do it though.
Don't
I mean,
do
like,
it. Just
you
don't
could
look
Google
up woolly
it,
crab.
But, like, it's not like, but it's like. You know, it's like looking at like a really hairy spider. You're just like, I don't like this.
I don't need this. Yeah, I'm good actually.
I'm just hugging my fucking score bunny here and pretending I didn't see that.
Oh, there he is. Garuki's sitting in the corner doing his homework.
We got Animal Crossing plushes in today.
Ooh.
And the Isabel one actually had bells in the hair. It was gone in an instant. I was like, I'm gonna buy that on break. Did not last.
Damn.
Bummed.
Isabel, she's waiting for us. No, the other thing is that, like, I always talk about this because they keep adding ice types, and they keep adding shitty ice types. Like, ice is not a bad type
necessarily. Yeah, ice could be so freaking metal.
And... But, like...
It could be really cool.
Yes.
Okay. Whoa!
Okay.
Like, I'm really struggling to think of a single ice type Pokemon that's, like, dope.
Lapras.
Lapras is beautiful. Type, is it? Lapras is beautiful.
But it's actually water type, isn't it? It's not
it's
ice.
Water,
it just
I think
has
it's
some
water ice.
Moves.
Isn't it water ice?
I think it's just water.
Water ice? I mean, there are some ice types.
Alolan
that are
Vulpix.
Like... Okay, yeah.
Alolan Vulpix is sick.
Sure. You've got a lot of serenity in the ice type. But you could also have some real craggy, like kind of spooky, cool. And I don't think anybody's doing that.
Craggy ice.
I think Regice is good. Honestly, most of the good ice types I'm looking right now are in Gen 8. Like they actually back like recently figured it out.
Remember Crygonal, which is just like, oh God, what if a snowflake was Andross's face from the Super Nintendo?
Oh, Crygonal.
That's the future that liberals want, right there.
Exactly. The funny thing in Universe, by the way, about Crabominable, I hate saying that so much.
Yeah,
but...
it's done just from the name alone. It's out.
Is that you only get it by leveling up at Mount Lanakila, which I believe is where the like final trial is, like the Elite Four.
Mm.
So I also like to think that this is a crab brawler that was like on your team. Being like, I'm going to take it to the Elite Four, and it doesn't make it to the top because it evolves, and you're like, it's ugly, and then you leave it on
you
the mountain.
Release it. Yeah.
I don't need to take this guy out.
Delibird's good. Actually, don't you like Smoochum?
I do. Smoochum is the best Pokemon.
Okay, Smoochum. Delibird is good. Delibird is good. They've got Goofy.
But again, you're proving Maggie's point, which is that all the good ice types are like the delicate ones.
Yeah, they've
Articuno.
They've got Serene, and they've got Goofy. and there's good goofy one. Like Delibird is an example of a great goofy ice type, and Crabominable, Miss Crabapple over here is a horrible. It's a horrible example of a goofy ice type. Can we just cut it so we can talk about all these beautiful birds?
Yeah, sure. We can cut it.
I'm down.
Great. It's gone.
All right, now we get to Oricorio.
Oricorio or Odoritori. Oh, that's fun to say. What is this name based on? Oriole and choreography. Oh.
Ooh, that's good.
And then Odoridori is Odori, which is dance, and Tori is bird. And Irotoridori is very colored, like multiple colored.
That's a layered name.
Yeah, it's a layered cake, and it's a layered bird full of forms. The default one, at least on the wiki, is Baile style, which is red and kind of looks like a flamenco dancer. We've got the yellow flamenco cheerleader pom-pom style. We've got the hula dancing pow style. And we've got the very elegant dancer sensu style. All flying as a dual type, and they are fire, electric, psychic, and ghost, respectively.
Hell yeah.
What do we think?
Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Six.
I would keep two of these.
Whoa! Do you know which two, or you're just trying to limit us for the sake
I know I know which two. I am curious how you feel.
Can we all pick two and then announce them together and see if we have any overlap?
Let's do it.
Okay, well, we're not going to say them at the same time. That's shitty audio, but, like, know your two.
Yeah, lock them in, and then... Yeah.
I've got
mine locked.
And I've got mine locked.
Okay.
Someone go first.
All right, three, two... No, I'm just kidding. I'll go first because I'm the guest. Okay. I would definitely keep sensu style unquestionably.
Yes!
For me, honestly, it's a question of either you only keep sensu style or you keep all four. Okay. But then if I were to pick a second one for the sake of contrast, I'm going to go with pom-pom style.
I get it. And I understand why you think that.
Yeah, you've got like either the beautiful ghost or it's the sort of horror movie cheerleader who's going to get killed by the beautiful ghost.
John, was that an intentional reference to 2019's Cats, the song Beautiful Ghosts?
No, it was not.
By Taylor Swift.
It's just burrowed deep into my mind and it lives there now. Did you see that? Yeah, Idris Elba got the COVID and they called him Cats actor Idris Elba. That was a pretty...
Wow!
That's a sick burn.
Yeah, that was
a pretty
big moment.
What happened to Luther?
Yeah,
he's been in others.
Oh my God, what was his cat name?
McCavity.
McCavity. Yeah, he's just McCavity now.
But he wasn't there, Magellan. He was not there. So I think we all have six. What are your two? What are your two?
My two are sensu, of course,
good.
And baile.
Baile, interesting.
Baile is really good.
Just because I had to pick two, I chose sensu and pau, but I would also take baile style. Pom pom style is the one I don't love.
See, pau style is the one I like the least. Pom pom is not for me, but I think the idea of especially with its animations where it is literally just a cheerleader
dancing,
I see the value in that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great example of a Pokemon that looks good in 3D. Like you're saying, it animates really well.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sprites, and it wouldn't look that good as sprites, but all of these have like completely different idle animations, different shinies, and they're all based on different styles of dance.
Thought that was put into this one. Like it's fun when Pokemon are animals, but they evoke human stuff in a way that like looks like it without being overbearing. Like when a Pokemon looks too human, it's weird. But I think all four of these are just, they're cool. And I think that I like the mechanic of, it sips the nectar and becomes whatever it wants, because that's me on a Friday night, right? I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah, sure.
That was a well done gag. Just as a fellow humorist, I'll give you credit for that one being good. I honestly could take all four. It's for me personally. It's the typing. It's the fact that we have all very different and very useful typing.
Yeah, that's.
you know, fire, electric, ghost, and psychic are all really good. I don't even think, is there any 4x damage in any of these? No, I don't think so. No.
Yeah, I don't think so. Aww.
I love to hear that. Oh, actually, sorry. Baile style is 4x to rock because, yeah, fire and flying. But I don't think that's points away from Baile style. I still think its design is really cool. Yeah. The one confusing thing about Baile style, if you to look really, like, zoom in on the picture, is, like, where's the nose?
Yeah, the sprite's confusing, but it's the thing on the right. That's the beak.
Oh, it's like a earring on the left.
Yeah, it's turning its head.
You got you.
The only two edits I would make is whoever made the Bulbapedia page needs to put Sensu style at the top instead of Baile style. And then I would add another bird, actually, that was open Gangnam style. I think that would be pretty good.
Hey, Six, can we cut Majan's audio out of this episode?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thank you. Great. Appreciate that. Oricorio is staying. You made it into the quorum. You're all going to the Holy Palace of Heaven.
Yes.
Congratulations.
We're keeping all four of them?
Yes. I think, come on.
I don't actively dislike any of them.
Come on.
I don't like Pao style, honestly.
Look at those eyes.
Yeah, but it's the only... I mean, what else is like really Hawaiian from the Alola Pokemon, you know?
Yeah, they already did Blossom. Well, they did Blossom. But Blossom's it's a freaking flower. It's not a thingy-majig. It's not a bird.
That's... True? Was that relevant?
So I'm just saying it's not like redundant to have both Blossom and Pow style Oricorio.
Sure, I just think it looks like shit.
Yeah, it's the worst one of the four.
Alright, if you guys are going to fight me on this, I'm going to be too... I did say I would acquiesce to you at 1.6, so you can just take that acquiescence right now. And I'll give you Pow style.
Okay, let's cut Pow style and keep the other three.
Is this Sensu Bean? Is that... No, that's a different word, probably, right? Senzu.
Yeah, it's a Z instead of an S in the. Let me look at their shinies though, real quick.
Yeah,
let me
let's see if the shiny
Pau style shiny.
They're all decent. I skimmed them.
Oh shit! The Baile style shiny
is the best one. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's black and red.
Yeah, honestly,
it's an invert.
All right, you can stay.
Oh, because Pau style's got a good shiny.
They've all got good shinies. Yeah, you can stay.
Yes, love the power of shiny. Is there anything in like the decks that we even have to read? Based on Hawaiian honey creepers, small passerine birds native to Hawaii. Oh, bird.
I want to look up Hawaiian honey creepers.
They look so cute. They got big nose.
Baile style.
Cute. Yeah.
Its passionate dance moves cause its enemies to combust in both body and mind.
Shit.
I do the same thing when I start twerking on the dance floor. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think that's how I felt when I watched Strictly Ballroom. Baz Luhrmann film.
Okay.
Okay, maybe we should cut Pao style.
Oh, no.
Wait, why?
Oh, no.
Its enemies' hearts melt at the sight of its gently swaying hips.
That's Shakira. Hula? What's the word I'm looking for? What's the dance
hula?
Ball?
You had it right, but it's. I just don't, you know, I don't want to find out this bird's hips don't lie. I'm not here for it.
They don't though. I give up. I just simply give up. I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to talk about Cutie Fly instead.
Okay, we should keep Cutie Fly.
Oh. Really?
I think it's cute.
E-Fly?
I think it's kind of boring.
Aburi? What's Aburi? What the hell?
That's so weird. I think the way it's drawn is really, like, different. It looks very evocative of, like... I mean, this is going to be a weird comparison, but it reminds me of Doodle Jump.
Okay.
Yeah, I see that. It's the little feet, I think.
Hold on. If I could, let me find paper somewhere. I could draw you a cutie fly right now in like 30 seconds. I love how simple the design is. I mean, y'all can talk amongst yourselves. I'm just getting a paper.
This is an audio medium. We can't see your picture anyway.
But I'm going to draw it anyways. You can put it up somewhere.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Convince me that we need this, Six, because it's just a little tiny bug again.
It's a cute little bug, and it gets, it's got the good little art style. It's got the very cartoony legs. Uh-huh. It's a bug fairy.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
And it, despite its cute look, it'll fucking get with fights with Butterfree, and that's pretty hardcore. Because Butterfree's fucking psychic. Butterfree will just bend your mind.
I guess I just am finding that I'm not that interested in bug type.
You're not that interested in Pokemon. Go back to Digimon, nerd.
Hey, hold.
No, it's okay. We can get you a dog that fucking Digivolves into a sexy lady.
Did I ever tell you the problem I had with my Digimon PlayStation game?
No.
There was a scratch on the disc, and so it wouldn't... it would like stop working after you got too far out of like the very beginning of the game. And if you tried to evolve your Agumon into anything cool, or sorry, digivolve your Agumon into anything cool, the game would crash. So the only thing it could digivolve into was the like green pile of shit that he becomes if you let him shit outside of the toilet.
That's like weaponized scratches on your disc.
Yeah, so if you want to play 10 minutes more of the game, you have to basically let your Digimon shit himself. Okay.
Other arguments for cute and fly. Great shiny.
I reclaim my time.
And also,
or no, I relinquish my time.
Great shiny, and also evolves into Ribombee, and Ribombee is awesome.
Ribombee does rule. I agree with that.
It's Ribomb.
It's the Ribombee.
It's on that Tinkerbell shit, you know?
Excuse me.
Yes, I love Tinkerbell.
It's on that Tinker grind.
It's my favorite. Which thing
is that's a
yeah, swipe off.
My cutify doesn't look very good, by the way. I am gonna send y'all a photo.
All right, let's see it.
Okay, cool.
So I guess we keep them both, right?
I think we should keep them both.
Really?
Yeah. Any hey, I like fairy types. Ribombee absolutely hates getting wet or rained on. And so you don't see it much in the Galar region.
I disagree.
No, honestly, yeah, I kind of disagree. I think we were trained to never like the rain, but like being outside in the rain's a little nice.
I love getting wet and rained on.
Oh, yeah. No, I. But like if you're a bug, then it would fuck up your wings.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
I am a bug. No, I am a bug. Hold on. I am a bug.
Ribombee's sort of like a Lady Gelfling, huh? Dark Crystal fans out there?
Any Dark Crystal stands? Anyone?
Hey,
anyone?
Come on, what do you got?
Anyone?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Dark Crystal, it's a movie and it's a prequel television series.
I haven't seen the prequel television series. I vaguely remember that the movie exists.
The elf people from the movie and the television series.
You would like it at Series 6. It's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ribombee has a scarf.
It does. It puts snacks in there.
So we're keeping Ribombee. If you don't want to keep Cutifly, I guess that's okay. I think Cutifly to Ribombee is good.
That's I'm
but
into
if
it.
I'm
it's
the
fine.
Only one who feels
I,
that
no,
way.
No, I think it's weird for Ribombee to exist in a vacuum. I think you need the sort of cute pre-form.
Okay.
I've sent y'all my picture of Cutifly.
All right, let's do a quick review. Whoa, did you do that without looking?
No, I did that with looking. That was with absolutely with that.
Well, never mind.
It's still pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad, but it would have been better if you hadn't been looking.
But legitimately, like you're talking about how it reminds you of Doodle Jump, like that immediately I look at that and I'm like, that's not impossible to draw. Like Ribombee, I'm like, ooh, actually there's even Ribombee I could do given a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. But not all Pokemon are drawable. I actually still have the book of like how to draw a couple of the original 150 on my shelf somewhere. And you learn that like a lot of those designs are just complicated, sometimes for no reason. Yeah. Anyways.
Speaking of complicated, but for a reason.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I don't think I could draw a Rockruff, but I wish I could.
The proportions would be hard, getting like the feeties right and stuff.
And also there's a lot of like it's not that like complicated, but like the collar area is a little tricky.
It's exactly what I was thinking.
Getting those ears.
You know, Six, that neck is made, it's mostly rocks. When it rubs the rocks on its neck against you, that's proof of its love for you.
Aww.
However, the rocks are sharp and the gesture is quite painful. Oh, God. Oh, I love you. Ow, ow, ow. love my Rocky dog friend. Rock dog.
Ooh,
look at the shiny.
I'm torn. Okay, let me see this shiny. I'm torn on Rockruff.
Hot?
Why? What? Fight me.
Oh, yeah. What a shiny.
That's a nice shiny.
Shiny's awesome.
Well, because, like, Rockruff is basically just a kind Poochyena, you know?
But it's rock type.
Yeah, that's what's cool about it. Yeah, I'm into that. A rock type dog is great. That's all.
But
let's keep it. No, that's all. It's there's just like better dogs, you know, like Growlithe does this. Poochyena's doing this. You know, they're better dogs.
I hear you, but I think they're very much like different breeds of dog, right? And I am ready for different breeds of dog. I'm ready. I want my Growlithe to have like a play date with a Rockruff.
I also like that Rockruff is the puppy Pokemon.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we finally have an actual puppy Pokemon.
Yeah. Let's keep it. I only want to keep one of these Lycanrocks, though. Sorry, go ahead.
Whoa. Oh, really?
Boy. Yeah, we're going to have to fight over it. Okay, I was just going to say that Rockruff has lived with people since a long time ago. They always say that with dogs as if that's like news, but like we domesticated dogs like hundreds of years ago, if not over 1,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's just dogs. But yeah, it evolves into Lycanroc, and that's where it becomes more unique because it has, as of this recording, three forms.
Yes, we have midday form, midnight form, and dusk form. Not one for mornings, I guess.
Yet. Dusk form was added in Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. That's why I say that it's time specific.
Yeah, so midday form seems like just a normal evolution of Rockruff, very color-wise and stuff, just like a little more slender, a little more athletic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Midnight form is, oh shit, it's a werewolf.
Uh-huh.
And then dusk form is... interesting. I don't know. What do you think of dusk? Dusk form to me seems more like a traditional Pokemon evolution, where it's like it's clearly like you can see when you put the two side by side that it's an evolution, but there are enough changes that doesn't feel like super direct. Also, you know, like how like Charizard and Charmeleon are not the same color, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that. My problem with dusk form partly is that the art doesn't show one of the cooler things about it, which is that it has the one foot. Does it have the one foot that's purple, or is that a shadow drawing?
That's a shadow drawing, my friend.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty damn sure.
Huh. I feel like that would be so much cooler.
If it had one purple foot?
Yeah.
I have a proposal.
You want to get married?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I say yes.
Okay. That's all. No, here's
you're all invited, all listeners.
Here's my proposal. So originally I was going to say the only one we should keep is midnight form. And wouldn't it be so funny if it's like this beautiful dog turns into like sort of an emo rocker? Haha, Magellan is so hilarious. Except the Pokemon company did that joke themselves with that poison guy from the new game.
Mm-hmm.
So not that funny. But here's the thing that I'm liking. The fact that dusk form Lycanroc, you can only get it from 5 to 5:59 p.m. makes me think that actually, instead of there being three forms of Lycanroc, there should be 24 forms of Lycanroc that are all gradations of like duskier or less dusky between midday and midnight.
You know?
I'm kind of here for it.
Right?
Yeah. And, like, the Pokemon company does love to be like, listen, what if we made it unbelievably obnoxious to collect all of this Pokemon?
If they made, like, 100 little creamsicles, they can give me 24 wolves.
Didn't Solid Snake have 24 wolves?
Inside of him?
Yeah.
And each one is a different super soldier. No, like that was a thing, right? Is he like lived with wolves?
They're 24.
They were dogs. They weren't wolves. Oh, they were just dogs.
I don't know. I've only played Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, he after Metal Gear 2, but before Metal Gear Solid 1, he moves to Alaska and raises sledding dogs.
That owns. That TBH kind of owns, you know.
And he's like, dogs are loyal, not like our governments. It's like, oh, Snake, you're so hardcore.
Should I play Metal Gear Solid?
No.
Should we keep Lycanroc?
We should keep all forms, all 24 forms of Lycanroc.
It's like Dr. Pepsi. Dr. Pee-Pee? What is it called?
All these new sodas and that hit the market.
Yeah. Dr. Pee-Pee. You got it. You got it.
I only drink Dr. Pee-Pee from 1 p.m. to 1:59.
Dr. Pibb.
I got a Dr. Pee-Pee midday form.
I have to talk to my Dr. Pee-Pee about my midday form. There's no jokes in here. Turn it off.
Mr. Pibb just got his PhD, his GED, which is exciting for Mr. Pibb. Jed.
All right. Ugh. Heavens to Betsy, folks. How is Pokemon this weird and it still keeps going? That's my question.
Oh, I will note real quick, all these shinies are great.
Yes. Blue. Dark blue. And then like kind of white. They're all my friends.
Wait. So I'm noting in the thing that we're adding 23 more forms.
Yeah.
What if we added 22 more forms because there was one you could only get during daylight savings?
Okay. And then there's one you can only get on a leap year.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's so much commitment, but it's worth it. It's like Animal Crossing.
The leap year one feels a little too mean.
Yeah.
I just daylight savings. Just the one where you have to stay up until 2 a.m. And then when the clock rolls back, you have to frantically grind.
Yeah, you have to catch it right there in the split second before the clock loses the hour.
Some Gates of Encourage. Were you there when we all got our leap year?
Yeah, that's good.
The Pokemon fan base would do it. Don't pretend they wouldn't.
Oh yeah, no, they're and you'd be like, I want to trade for a fucking daylight savings Lycanroc. Oh, like, oh sure, you won't give me your Lugia. I guess. God damn it, this is hacked.
And it's hacked, exactly. Yep. And then it's like a shiny hacked, and you get banned immediately. I want to talk about the next Pokemon, folks, because the next one's one of my favorites.
Wishy Washy.
Wishy Washy. Who's a Wishy Washy? Who's a good boy? Who's several fish hidden inside of a fish?
I am.
It's me. We can all relate. Who doesn't sometimes feel like in these tough times, like you are one fish amongst a million fish? Or you're a million fish comprising one messed up fish.
Yeah.
What I love about Wishy Washy is that they finally were like, okay, we have a fish, and then what if it evolves into another, like 1,000 fish? And someone was like, Derek, shut the fuck up. What if that fish didn't evolve and it just had a lot of friends in a group chat together and they all decided to meet up and like, yo, you guys want to be a big fish together? Sounds good. School form. That's what Wishy Washy is all about, because it doesn't evolve. It just... I don't know how it happens in the game. I think
it's when it takes a certain amount of damage.
Yeah.
Wishy Washy can change the form of the schooling ability if it has reached level 20. If Wishy Washy is level 20 or higher at the start of a battle, if HP is above 25, it will change into school form. Oh. And then if it's below 25, it goes back down. Interesting. I love this idea, though. I sincerely think this is a cool idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obviously there's no real life precedent, but there doesn't have to be for like fish that can make one big fish. But schools of fish are absolutely a thing.
Mm-hmm. Schools of fish that form like a shark submarine.
That goes
That's
to battle.
A fucked up looking thing.
It's just a sardine that becomes several sardines. Is there a way to find out how big
the school form is?
26 feet tall. Oh my god.
And each individual one is 8 inches. That's so many fish.
That's a ton of fish. That's not a couple fish.
Okay, actually, here's the way to really do it. Get my calculator out.
Yeah, clock it out.
Because each one is 0.3 kilograms. And schooled form is 78.3 kilograms.
Yeah, how much mass is conserved?
That is 262 wishy-washy.
Wow.
In schooled form.
Holy crap.
It's a lot of fish.
That school form gonna school you.
It super is. I love this, the appearance of this in the game also. The water challenge being like, you gotta go catch a wishy-washy. Oh god, it's a million wishy-washy. You're gonna die. When wishy-washy is in trouble, its eyes moisten and begin to shine. The shining light attracts its comrades and they stand together against their enemies. Socialism! There it is.
At their appearance, even Gyarados will flee. When they team up to use Water Gun, its power exceeds that of Hydro Pump.
Jesus. Oh my god. As we all know, the coolest move ever.
The Kingfish.
It boasts a strength that earned it the name Demon of the Sea.
All right, that's enough. That's clearly Wishy-Washy wrote that. It's like the people who write the Urban Dictionary entries for their own first names, you know? Like, Caitlin is the most beautiful, awesome, sweetest, most pretty girl you've ever met. And Brad is so sad.
And then Brad's
everyone
like,
says Wishy-Washy's so cool.
Everyone's scared of Wishy-Washy.
For sure, Rotom and Wishy-Washy were friends in high school, and he was like, come on, write me a nice thing in the thing.
Yeah.
I just landed this job. I write the Pokedex.
Tell them that my tears are actually a sort of cool, shiny beacon, a bat signal. Make it sound really awesome.
Make it sound super cool. I'm not just crying. No, I'm not crying. Stop. No, I'm summoning my friends. My dad's here.
I would do it myself, but like, they're tracking IP address on edits, so you really got to do this for me, bro.
They won't let me edit my own Wikipedia page.
So let it in Joe Biden's again.
Also fun that shiny wishy-washy looks different than shiny school form wishy-washy. Like, it's yellow when it's individual, but like the shiny one is like, he has the yellow center. I don't know why.
That is pretty different. Interesting.
But I really love this concept, the way it's handled. I think that the fact that the tier is like a distinctive part of the design and it has a use is great. Mm. Just solid work, guys. You really nailed it. Doesn't have to be complicated. Majon, you were excited to talk about this next pair of friends.
Heck yeah. I mean, mostly because it's one of the only competitive, Pokemon that I've been angling to breed. I mean, the pair here, but it's just so basic that I have done this. You got, first you got Marania. The brutal star Pokemon.
Me.
Marania is like the intimidating goth girl that Wishy-Washy wishes it was.
Wishy-Washy wishes it could wish for wash to get washed.
Marania is like your fucking Agumon who could only evolve into a pile of garbage.
Okay, but we're about to fight.
Gonna throw some hands.
Marini's cool. It's like a little thing, Marini. But it's its hair and it's I like it.
Twin Peaks voice. Marania was always cool.
Yes, correct. You are correct.
Now, here's the thing.
What's the thing?
I do like Toxapex.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, because Toxapex... Sorry, Magellan.
No, you go.
Toxapex implies that you go from being a shy goth girl to being a shyer gother girl.
Shy goth woman.
Yeah.
I like Marini more than Toxapex, but I like them both a lot.
I think Toxapex has a real idea here where it's like pretending to be a house.
Yeah.
And I think that's sick. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, come on in. And there are literally spikes on the walls.
You want to get grossed out for a sec? Toxapex crawls along the ocean floor on its 12 legs. It leaves a trail of corsola bits scattered in its wake.
Yeah, I also love that it's a brutal murderer.
Yeah, I actually think that's great.
Yeah.
Those affected by a Toxapex's poison will suffer intense pain for 3 days and 3 nights. Yeah. Post-recovery, there will be some after effects. What do you mean?
It will
Why'd
haunt
you,
you
that?
Until you die.
And then they address the fact that it's a tropical Pokemon, but it can still appear in Galar by saying, to survive in the cold waters of Galar, this Pokemon forms a dome with its legs, enclosing its body so it can capture its own body heat.
Oh god, we tried to put it in the freezer to kill it, but it wasn't enough.
It got warm. Quick, how do you even kill a Toxapex?
It's really a situation where you kind of have to go down with it. You have to, like, pull the pin on a grenade and then dive inside and blow it up from the inside.
Well, what's fucky is you're like, all right, I'll just...
grin and a salute. And, like, that's really your final scene in the film.
Goodbye, my friends. Ding, 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 ding. You think, like, okay, I'll feed it to my friend Waylord, because Waylord can eat anything. Within the poison sac in its body is a poison so toxic that Pokemon as large as Waylord will still be suffering for 3 days after it first takes effect.
Yes.
That's terrifying. Thinking about how big Waylord is like trying to imagine the number at 1 billion and, like, just being staggered and giving up. And that thing would be sick for 3 days. Please
okay,
tell me
I have,
based
I have
on
the answer. I have the answer as to how to deal with this thing.
Okay.
We're not there yet, but have you ever heard of Guzzlord?
Yes.
There you go.
Guzzlord? Feed it to Guzzlord. Guzzlord. Yeah. It's a Pokemon at the end of this deck.
I promise it is not a drinker, even though it sounds like it.
It could be.
What am I Googling? Guzzlord?
Guzzlord. Turn safe search off.
Wait, really?
I can just send you the image.
Just describe to me what it is.
It's a big Vormouth.
Okay.
There he is. There's Guzzlord. He's got a big mouthy. I honestly think Toxapex kind of rules.
It's just
big. Yeah, you throw anything into the Guzzlord, it'll just eat it.
Is this a Pokemon?
Yeah, it's an Ultra Beast.
Right.
Its mouth leads to another dimension.
Those things.
Those kooky spooky things.
Also, I turned off safe search and I'm not seeing anything bad.
Damn, just
a bunch of Guzzlord here.
Can you look up Guzzlord? Never mind.
Are y'all going to do an Ultra Beast episode or what?
Yeah, that'll be part of the Pokédex.
That's still in the decks, yeah, for sure.
Oh, because you can catch them.
Yes.
Okay, I found a combination of words. Okay, yeah, I regret it.
Guzzlord compilation.
I didn't need the word compilation, but yep.
Okay, well, this is a podcast for kids, so let's be adults for a second, folks. Come on. Marini and Toxapex have shiny forms that are, like, bright pink, which I think is actually better, maybe, than the base.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fun.
It's, like, a very bright, nice pink.
That's a good color. And, like, it changes the inside lining to be, like, a very dark, like, green that's almost black.
Exactly. It's really fun. Toxapex in Japanese is called Dohi Doide. Again, always sorry for my pronunciation being bad. Dohi Doide means very cruel. And Hitode means sea star. So very cruel sea star. I love these two friends. I think they both have to make it into the Kingdom of Heaven, honestly.
I really would go just Toxapex.
I mostly like the aesthetics of Marini. It's nothing about it's like... Pokemon-ness.
I don't much care for. I mean, like, the body is literally just an ooze.
Their thing is pretty similar. I guess that's my one critique of Marini Toxapex is their designs are not, like, radically different. But I do
think Toxapex is a better realization of those ideas too, because it has like the inherent trap, and also its Pokedex entries is about how basically it like it is an existential threat to life.
yeah.
I do like that Marini's shield entry is like, unlike their Alolan counterparts, the Marini of Galar have not yet figured out that the branches of Corsola are delicious. So they're innocent. They've kept their innocence.
I think they need to add to, you know how Toxapex, like the poison affects you for 3 days? I think they need to add to Marini's that when she breaks up with you in high school and it's the first relationship you were ever in, it sticks with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, way into the shins and like
and
Sherman's
you watch
March
Garden or State or whatever, yeah.
Yes, hi, Magellan.
Yeah, can we just toss that in there? I think that'll.
Hi, I'm also here.
Oh, sorry, didn't realize.
It's okay. So we just conflated a few of my high school breakups in one moment there. It was fun. A few of meaning there were only two, and we conflated both. Anyway,
I was going to be like, how many are we?
Yeah, that was it. Anyway, let's just keep them both. Come on.
Oh, okay. You know what?
What?
I'm convinced by one thing.
Yeah.
So here's some trivia for Marini. If you do an SOS battle and Corsola calls for an ally,
oh god,
it calls in a Marini, and then Marini attacks the Corsola.
Oh,
whoa,
no,
really?
Oh, that's good. Uh-huh. Oh no.
That's very cool.
Okay. That's a good detail.
Is there any more explicit predator prey relationship in all of Pokemon than that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
What? Like all the time.
Never mind that.
I can't. Zangoose and Seviper.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. And I'm wrong.
Yungoose and Rattata, which we literally talked about last week. Because the Yungoose eats Rattata. They're sent out to eat Rattata.
I want to just do one more little pair here.
Oh, these little horsies, little nenes. What is with the Alola region and weird funky eyes?
I like Mudbray's little funky eyes.
We got Mudbray the donkey Pokemon.
Donkey?
he's my favorite donkey. No, nobody? Okay.
It's Shrek, but replace donkey with Mudbray. That's all.
Yeah, we're so young.
Listen, commentary chat's episode is when we watch Shrek and we discovered that movie still holds up really well.
Wait,
Dodo Banco.
How old are you?
31.
Dun 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 dun! Happy birthday, belated.
I didn't know that we were so apart in age. So Mudbray is like a sort of a horse. What's a Clydesdale, you guys? Sorry, we'll get to Mudsdale, I guess.
Wait, well, Clydesdale? What's Clydesdale?
That's what I'm asking.
It's a type of horse. It's a type of horse.
Okay.
It's a big horse. A very big horse. Like, if you watch those, like, the Super Bowl commercials with the Budweiser horses, those are Clydesdales.
Oh.
They're the really big workhorses.
You just said a few things that don't resonate with me. Super Bowl, Budweiser. Oh, my gosh. This is a big horse.
Yeah, it actually doesn't relate with me either. I just don't know. That's a
look
thing.
At that horse. Yeah, I get it? You know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The video?
So, apparently, Mudbray literally eats dirt.
Same. Wait, it really does eat dirt?
It really eats dirt.
That's why it looks like it's covered in dirt. Just like nobody ever talks about how Drowsy is a tapir that's sitting in its own shit all the time. Mudsdale's just covered in dirt.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It has so much stamina that it could carry over 10 tons across the Galar region without rest or sleep.
You know what's interesting about Pokemon is there are some animals that they do a lot of. And then there's some normal animals that they don't do that many of. Like, are there that many horses?
Epona, Rapidash.
Epona.
God, Ponyta, yeah. My brain. wow.
Isn't it just Ponyta and Rapidash? I can't think of another horse situation.
I feel like there are more, but you might be right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like you'd think that there should be a whole horse type, you know?
Well, I mean, what would that even mean?
It would be just majestic. Horse type beats dark. You know.
Okay, I'm convinced.
Zebstrika, if you count zebras as horses.
Yeah, I guess there's. I guess
the Swords of Justice, if you count those as horses.
The Swords of Justice.
I don't think you count most of them, but you should probably count Keldeo.
Oh.
The four horses.
Oh, those aren't those like deer. Deer.
Shut up! I hate this. No, they're all
Keldeo
different.
Is definitely a pony.
There's a pony. One's a bull. One's a.
I think there's a dearth of horses, and I think these are beautiful dirty horses. Just
but the reason
horses.
They're such filthy horses. Oh,
I'm putting my foot into the ground. I'm keeping. We can keep one of these.
Why?
No.
Why
you're wrong.
Are you making this?
We
arbitrary
can keep two of
choice?
These.
You want to keep both six?
Yeah. I love horses. I like.
You were a horse
I
girl in another life?
I was a horse girl in this life. I went to horse camp. What are you talking about?
God. Why? Wait, since when? Tell me these things. I thought you were just into Gundam.
No, I went to when I was in high school. I went to horse camp for a month, and it was like they had a regular camp, and then they were like, "Hey, as part of this, we ride horses. But if you really want, you could just come back and just ride horses for a month." And I was like,
"Yeah, that's awesome."
I don't know, they were like, listen, here's this one horse that's like kind of bad natured, but it's all we have left that fits you, so you're gonna have to make do. And we became friends. It was like,
horse's name?
I don't remember. It's very long time ago.
Do you think they tell it to all? I'm not trying to like bring down your story.
Oh,
anyway,
Alan,
do you think
don't.
They tell...
Alan, do not. No.
Listen,
don't even entertain it. You had a special.
It's possible,
No, you had a special bond.
It was a grouchy horse, and you know how we came together?
We were both grouchy. And you, yeah. Well, you also liked eating whole sugar cubes?
A couple of days into the camp, we were going on one of the normal rides, and it was being its usual grouchy stealth, and it wandered off the trail a little bit because it didn't want to listen, and it stepped on an underground wasp nest.
Had a sort of lion and the wasp moment, or whatever.
Right, the wasps did not like that, but I calmed the horse down. I got us away from the wasps. I calmed down, and after that, we were buds.
Wow, that's amazing.
Horse buds.
So yes, basically, if you put a horse in Pokemon, I'll give it a thumbs up.
Yeah. Let's just consider this, that Mudbray sort of looks like in the serious anime when they have a dream sequence, that they're like a goofy, cutesy, like school life anime and all the characters look silly. Mm-hmm. That's like what Mudbray looks like of Mudsdale. You know?
Also, Mudsdale literally just vomits mud. Just imagine this horse is walking down the street and then it opens up its mouth and just torn of mud.
That's actually really cool. Fuckers. We'll keep Mudbray in Mudsdale.
Yay!
Do you ride a Mudsdale in Sun and Moon at some point?
No, but a gym leader does. I think she lets you on.
I just remember riding something around the daycare center. No, the daycare center had them. That's what it was. Because it was like a farm.
Yeah, but there's the short trial leader girl.
Yeah. She's great.
She's cool.
She's in the Elite Four, and she's also in Pokemon Masters. I know who you're talking about.
Hapu?
I believe it's Hapu.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Hapu.
It's Hapu. Yeah.
Hapu Koko, you know what I'm saying? No, you don't know what I'm saying, because we're not there yet, but we will get there eventually, folks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cranking through this very, very weird Pokedex with my weird friends. Love to see it.
It's literally called Pony Island, and there's only one type of...
I always thought that was weird. I always thought that was... Thank you for saying that. I thought that was so weird. Finally, someone speaks the fucking truth.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Magellan, yeah. If people appreciated you on this podcast, that's confusing. But...
you're making me... I got a little Mudbray eyes now. I got a little wishy-washy eyes. It's just a signal to my identical friend.
Who all love me.
they're all frame laughing too.
They're there.
Where would people find you on the internet if they wanted to get more of that goodness?
Well, they can follow me on Twitter at just a fluke. That's JustAFLUKE. And they can find, I'm back to doing my jokes over there. I'm doing
tweets once a day.
Tweet every day, and some of them are funny, I think. And if you want to listen to me say stuff, you can do that. And Alan's over here too. The thing I'm about to say, Chats a Television Podcast, CHATZ, and you can find that anywhere that podcasts are podcasts.
It's true. Yeah. I hear good things about that one.
Yeah.
I can't speak to the quality myself, but I've definitely heard that it's one of the gooder pods. Anyways, I am on that podcast and I'm on this one, so now I have nothing else to plug.
Okay.
Thank you, though. I love you all, and I want you to take care of yourselves and be good to each other.
Yeah. I'm Six Detmar. You can find me on Twitter at Six Detmar, SixDetmar. You can find all the podcasts that I do and all my other work at ScanlineMedia.com or Patreon.com/ScanlineMedia. I just went into NPR voice real quickly.
Scanline Media.
Support for this broadcast is brought to you by some fucking rich people who are pretending not to be rich.
Can you do your pop-up ad that told me that I won $1 million for 6?
Congratulations!
No, no, God.
You're our 1,000th visitor today! Click here to claim your free...
Wow, click. Y'all,
it was
just
a trap.
What?
It was a trap. You've been reported to the FBI.
Oh, man, damn. That's not again.
There's so many things I'm going to have to bleep out of this podcast.
Yeah, this
because...
Just, because you all need to remember this. And I want to say thank you both to Six and Magellan for joining me on this podcast where we have to remember that this is a game for kids. So let's be adults.
Peace.
Bye.